listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
Welcome, 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 guys. It's springtime, it's official, and that means there's music in the air, and there's music in my 45 box waiting to get out. Got a whole bunch of wax to spin for you today. I'm gonna get things started right off the bat with the beating heart of the circulatory system that is the Motown machine.
Yeah, like all the time I'm listening
to the station that swings.
This station really swings
all
me.
The swinging is sounds and music.
Ooh, swinging is ringing this.
It's the station that swings.
Ooh, like this station's really got me in orbit.
One of the great ironies of music history that Jackie Wilson, the superstar vector for Berry Gordy's big break into show business as a songwriter, never himself got to sign to Motown. Wilson remained under contract to Brunswick Records, just where Gordy had left him throughout the 60s and early 70s, the entire duration of Motown's time in Detroit. Now, Berry Gordy would write music, and he would use Eddie Holland to record the demos that were meant for Jackie Wilson because Eddie Holland sounded so much like Jackie Wilson. So when Berry Gordy started Motown, he brought Eddie Holland with him. And Eddie, at the time, was trying to make it as a singer. And Berry Gordy was trying to make money making records. And one of the ways he did that is he would take anything that was popular at the time and make a Motown version of it. And I mean right away. So in 1962, Jackie Wilson put out Baby Work Out, which was a massive hit. And right away, Berry Gordy wrote Baby Shake and used Eddie Holland to record it to sound like Jackie Wilson. And pretty much he would do this to pay the bills. It was a tactic that resulted in very few big hits, but plenty of steady, unspectacular income. The thing is, much like Frank Wilson, there came a point where Berry Gordy said to Eddie Holland, you know, you have to choose. Either you're going to be behind the scenes, writer-producer, or you're going to be a singer. And Eddie Holland knew he couldn't make it as a singer, so he joined his brother and Lamont Dozier to become Holland Dozier Holland and write huge hits for Motown and make a lot of money for himself. Although they all got jilted out of money from Motown as well, but that's a whole other story. So that was Baby Shake by Eddie Holland on the Tamla label. After that, I played Major Lance, Girls, written by Curtis Mayfield. I was just at a record show on the weekend, and I came across 3 Major Lance records, all on the Canadian Epic label. Now, Major Lance was signed to the OK label in the States, and every time a record would come out on OK in the States, it came out on Epic in Canada. And I finished everything off with Ike and Tina Turner, Can't Chance a Breakup, on the Sioux label. Now I think the Shangri-Las have a story to tell us.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V.
Oh,
a little something from the ladies, starting off with the Shangri-Las. Give them a great big kiss. That's on the Redbird label. After that, Dee Dee Sharp, Where Did I Go Wrong, on Cameo. And finally, Dawn, Can't Get Him Off My Mind, on the Apt label. And now let's turn our sights down under and have a visit with the Strangeloves.
Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. 'Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really.
Thank you. ever take a walk on a tightrope? Did you ever swim the sea or sail the ocean? Did you ever find a girl and find hope? A roller coaster baby. Did you ever take a walk on a tightrope? Did you ever swim the sea or sail the ocean? Did you ever find a girl and find hope?
Nothing beats the thrill of love.
That band is called the Ides of March, and I thought that very apropos, seeing as the Ides of March have just passed us by. They are most famous for their song Vehicle, which I've actually played on the show before. I think it's a fantastic song, got a horn section, very funky. And they went into that in the late 60s, early 70s, more prog rock, funk-based sound. But this is from 1966. It's called Roller Coaster. It's on the Parrot label. Before that, I played The Vogues, You're the One, which was a bit of a hit for them. That's on the Co and C label. And I started everything off with The Strange Loves, It's About My Baby on Bang. Came across all three of those at the record show last weekend. And that Bang label is quite cool. It's a Canadian label, but it doesn't have the gun on it. It's yellow. If you know the label at all, it's yellow, and it's got a gun on it, and it says Bang that comes out of the gun. But this is what my friend Ben Shulman calls the communist-looking label. It's just plain yellow with the word Bang in very bold font across the top. Never seen it like that before. That's what caught my eye, and then I dug the song. And it wasn't until I got it home that I realized that I Want Candy is on the other side. A record that I've avoided buying because I just can't stand that song, even though I like The Strange Love. So, all right, let's get back into the soul.
Thank you. head and I cry. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. Whoa, girl, you make me happy too. When the sky goes gray, you never, never know how much I love you. I don't want you to take my, 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 take my sunshine away.
To 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host Mod Marty. Stay connected, visit facebook.com/ On Target Podcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
Miss Irma Franklin started everything off there. If you're a regular listener of the show, you know how much I love her voice and the power behind it. That was You've Been Canceled. It has a great organ line, very simple, but it slows everything up. Dun, 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 and it pulls back the beat. It's a wonderful track and written by Irma Franklin. After that, a version of You Are My Sunshine like you never heard before. I wouldn't even recognize it if I didn't know the lyrics. That's done by Mitch Ryder, of course, produced by Bob Crew on the New Voice label. And I finished everything off with Bring Your Lovin', Hoyt Axton on the VJ label. Don't know much about him, but it's a great R&B rocker for sure. Again, some acquisitions from the record show, but the next one is The Jewel in the Crown, I think you'll agree.
Can be so hard to find, no. And once you find it, it can mess up your mind, eh? Ooh, Lord, eh? Everybody needs, everybody's got a hand, everybody wants more to live in some kind, eh? Walking all around, are you hoping everyone will give you a little time now? Ooh, Lord, yeah. Everybody needs, everybody wants all, everybody's got to have a little loving sometimes. Ooh, Lord, yeah. Ah, uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Come on now. Do you hear me? Oh. Listen, so cozy. I keep on trying. Oh Lord, although I just might end up crying. Oh Lord, I said, everybody needs, everybody wants love. Everybody's got to have a little loving sometime. Talking about that loving when you're walking down the main street, somewhere by yourself, baby. Got to have some loving when you're on your job, Lord. Got to have that loving early in the morning, Lord.
A little strange when the fellas stare at you. Don't hold it against me, baby. Don't ever say that we're through. Please, darling, try not to blame me. Don't try to change me. That's just my way of loving you. Oh, baby, it's just my way. There is an old saying, it may be old, but yet it's so true. Love is a sickness at heart, even the doctors can't cure. So darling, try not to blame me. Don't try to change me, that's just my way. I say I love you, baby, I mean it, honey, I mean it.
I'm jealous, baby, like so many others do. I can't hide my pride, 'cause deep inside I'm so much in love with you. So darling, try not to blame me.
Right, Alexander Patton started everything off. A Little Lovin' Sometimes is the name of that track. It's on the Capitol label. I found it on the Canadian Capitol label. A real Northern Soul gem, followed by Tyrone Davis doing Just My Way of Loving You on ATCO. That is a cover, another version of Johnny Moore's song that he released a few years earlier, 1967, much slower version. This one is more my speed than Johnny Moore's more subdued version. And wrapped everything up there with Ted Taylor, the loving physician, on Ron. Remember last week when I played that amazing cover of Shop Around by the Butlers? Well, I thought maybe we'd flip it over and check out an original Fuzz Ripper.
Heartaches behind. she comes, here she comes, here she comes. Just look, just look, just look. Isn't that girl something fine? I'm gonna take her and make her mine. Watch her walk, watch her walk, watch her walk. She's boss, she's boss, she's boss. She puts me in outer space. My heart's a-beating at a rapid pace. Bet she can kiss you like you wouldn't believe. Tease you until you just wanna scream. Check her hair, check her hair, check her hair. It's boss, it's boss, it's boss. I just want to scream and shout. Man, that girl really knocks me out. Well, now she's mine, now she's mine, now she's mine. Don't look, don't look, don't look. Or you wind up with a big black eye. Cause she's mine, that's the reason why. She's boss, she's boss, she's boss, you're so fine. She's boss, she's boss, she's boss, I wanna make you mine. She's boss, she's boss, she's boss. Oh, baby. She's boss, she's boss, she's boss. Please, man, honey. She's boss, she's boss, she's boss. I'm gonna make you happy. She's boss, she's boss. You know I love you. She's a boss, she's a boss, she's a boss. She's a boss, she's a boss, she's a boss. She's a boss, she's a boss, she's a boss.
Has the chops to cover Big Boss Man, it's the Pretty Things. That was the flip side to Rosalind, which was recorded during their second album's recording session, simply called The Pretty Things, which came out in 1965. That song did not appear on the album, and as far as I know, it never has. So it is just on that 45 and a great version of that. And speaking of Boss, she's Boss, The Dimensions on Panorama. That's a band from Seattle, garage band. And it actually, the record has a return address sticker on it. Miss Ginger Johnson, South Rose Street in Seattle, Washington, which is pretty cool. That was my haunt for many years. When I lived in Vancouver, I spent every weekend in Seattle. It's started everything off with the Butlers' It's a Fine Time, flip side to Shop Around on the Parkway label. I'm getting hungry, guys. It's time for some soul food, Jamaican style.
My recipe for soul food. Give me some soul, Basie. A skinful of drums. A tickle of ivory gladdy. A dash of scarehawks.
Thank you.
Started off with Honey Boy Martin, Soul Food on Pama. I wonder if while they were cooking that up, anybody said, hey, what you making? Jamaican. After that, I played The Wanderers, Wiggle Woggle on Trojan. Real skinhead reggae. Now I'm going to finish things off with a track that was super popular at the Mod Club in Victoria. We used to play it every single week. I've always liked it a lot. It's from 2001, put out by Blow Up Records. Frank Pop Ensemble. Hip Teens Don't Wear Blue Jeans.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith.
Don't suffer no fools. A turtle.